moving back to our regular job next. We're still in the Mediterranean because it's 1,000 miles long. But we're going to Bombay, heading for Port Said. We woke up next morning. Guess what? Ship was covered with oil again. The same engineer left the pump room. So here we were with a horrible looking ship with oil. So we went to Bombay.
How did you confront the engineer about that?
I don't know. He was what they call a fifth engineer. He was not even a temporary one. He was a learner, like a cadet. So we went to Bombay. From Bombay, I'm not sure where we went, but I think we went to, the war was over, I said. We went to South Africa, Durban, and then we passed on to Buenos Aires.
Yeah.
There. That's where we saw the Grass Bay. The Grass Bay was sunk down there, it was still sticking out of the water,
right,
where they scuttled it.
Yep.
With Captain Lansdowne. So we went to up the river. I say I'm laughing because we were going to load something, and we couldn't see because of smoke. The river, I forget what the name of it. Anyway, not important. We were in smoke going up a river, and we couldn't see any indication of what it was. We had the third mate, who was a first trapper, as a third mate. He had to swing the lead. You know what that lead is? You have a rope. You'll see it in the box. And you swing the rope ahead and it dropped down because it got lead on the end. The lead is hollow underneath and it would drop down and hit the bottom of the water and you could bring it up.
Mm-hmm.
You could tell by the way the piece of lead hit the bottom what the bottom might be. If it was mud, it would be a little bit of mess on there. If it was sand, it would be sticking on there. If it was rock, it would be nothing. In other words, you get an indication of what the bottom you were going over. But as far as the rope goes, the rope, and I'm not sure now because I'm out of school for 70 years, there'll be a leather on there, a piece of leather, there'll be a leather with a hole in it, there might be a ribbon with a knot in it, another ribbon with two knots in it. By the way, you pull the rope up, and you're guessing what's coming in sight first would tell you how deep the water was.
Mm-hmm.
All you was interested in was how deep, you know, for the ship at that time, or how deep it's going to be for the ship if it gets loaded to come down that river.
Right.
So you were checking yourself. I don't know if we have a depth finder. Those things were fairly new.
Yeah.
And they weren't pointing them everywhere. So we loaded grain there. You know, general cargo. A lot of army cargo that was being returned to England. So we left there. We stopped in Brazil for bunkers. That's because a long way to get back to England. So when I got to England, I got off. And this friend of mine, that we called it quits. We've been together on two ships a long time. So the war was become to be over now. So I joined a ship in Manchester, Ship Canal, called the Sovac, Standard Oil Company, Vacuum of New Jersey or something. It was a Standard Oil ship. We were going to Philadelphia, pick up a load of oil, bring it back. And that was my last ship and I signed off.
You stopped sailing after that?
That's when I stopped sailing.
In 46?
It was time to get out.
What year?
That was, I think it was the end of 46.
Mm-hmm.
I got out. There was no more war. They were glad to get out because it didn't have to do with the seamen. There
right.
were too many ships and too many men. And anyway, I didn't like being away from home.
Yeah.
And like I say, every time I was gone, except for, I was away for months. I was on twice.
Yeah.